Purple Panel 2.
Between infrastructure and control. Instead of detaining and stopping people from entering and thus causing constant conflicts, border struggles as well as international criticism, the respective states passed people on to the next respective border with private trains and buses. Along the escape route, an infrastructure consisting of camps with tents, provision of food, as well as hygienic and medical care emerged. Many NGOs, volunteers and activists helped out on the way. People could travel from camp to camp by bus, train or taxi. However, many reports also show that the infrastructure frequently worked very poorly and people were deprived of necessities by NGOs. A large part of the infrastructure was self-organized by people on the move and volunteers. Apart from NGOs, police and border officials were active in the transit camps and conducted registrations. Those varied depending on the state. Partly, people were registered by means of name and photo, partly by fingerprints. In the course of time, these bureaucratic processes were formalized and standardized. From January 2016, all those who declared Germany to be their destination received transit papers on the Greek islands. On these papers, the past transit camps had to be recorded by means of a stamp. This infrastructure prevented that groups of people could travel freely through the country. It became possible to assess and control when and where how many people from which camp would arrive. Within the corridor, a legal state of emergency was effective. However, the applicable rules remained unclear.
They gave us a small paper on which the regulation was written, a new regulation.
Mohammed Idomeni, February 2016.